For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. Education in South Carolina is frequently ranked low among the states, but Suzanne Cody disagrees with that assessment. Cody, an English teacher for 11 years at Sumter High School, was recently named South Carolina Teacher of the Year. With her new title, she will take the next year off, both to serve as an advocate for the state's teachers and to visit schools to learn about successful programs that she can help spread statewide. Cody says she has seen improvements in South Carolina education during her career.
We're doing some really innovative things. We have Transform South Carolina, which has taken a new approach to teaching. We have active learning, which is where students actually sit on exercise machines. As they learn, they're actively moving so that it stimulates their brain. We have so many different programs available to students. At my own school, students are able to take courses geared towards their interest and their futures. And I think anytime we do that, we're serving those children.
It's important to spread the message that there are great things happening in South Carolina classrooms, Cody says. She adds a lot of what people see about South Carolina education that ranks the state at or near the bottom has to do with how the states report their data.
Some states do not report, for example, students who drop out of school, or their standards may be different, so their testing doesn't show the same thing. We've always had very rigorous standards in South Carolina. And so I think when everybody's reporting the same way, we'll see that South Carolina is going to move in that ranking. And I think that's important. I think people need to realize what we're doing here is working.
Cody does have concerns about education, however. The biggest is having enough teachers for the classroom.
Right now, we have a decrease in the number of college students who are going into the field of teaching, and then we also have a poor teacher retention. Right now, I think it's so hard to be a teacher. There are so many different changes and things going on. There's a lot of negativity towards the teaching profession, and so I think we have to change that message, and we have to support teachers in the classrooms, and we have to promote the good things that are going on, because if we want to keep teachers, we know that that five-year mark is crucial. If a teacher stays at least 5 years in a classroom, they are much more likely to stay for the entire career.
Cody says that her favorite thing about being a teacher is working with students. Sometimes they tell her she inspires them, but sometimes it's the other way around. A note from one of her graduating students gave her cause to reflect on her teaching style.
One of my thank you notes that I received just last week said that I taught him the power of positive thinking, that I was always in a good mood, and he was going to carry that lesson forward in his life. And as a teacher, that's a proud moment to know that I've impacted a student beyond just the curriculum, beyond the content. That's not something I realized I was even conveying to them. But when I look back on it now, I know that I was, and I'll have to continue to do that. And so I learn from them all the time.
The new Teacher of the Year said if she could have one wish, it would be that all families would value education.
I think there are a number of students whose families support what's going on in the schools, and then there are students who, when they get home from school, nobody is asking them about that. Sometimes students come to us, they don't have books at home. You know, I teach high school, and students leave school, and they go work jobs, and they don't get home until bedtime, and they say, I don't have time to do my homework. And so I just think if we could carve out that interest and that support of education and make it a priority, that would be my one wish.
Cody says she can't wait to discover what good programs other schools are using so that her students and all students in the state can benefit from her travels and studies. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.